Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain.
Brother DeWatt, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
You get Brother Mahara?
Yes, I'll just open up two mics.
I say, is Brother Mahara's, you see his number?
I don't recognize his number, but I know two people had their mics, hands up on the mic, and I opened it. I just opened it up.
Oh, you opened it up. Brother Mahara, you up there? Brother Mahara.
I thought I heard it. Brother Mahara, you on?
Shalom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes.
Well, you faded back out.
I don't know what happened, but I could hear y'all calling for me.
Yeah, for what area are you in?
Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, you driving?
Can you be better?
Huh?
Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, I say, are you driving?
Yeah, but I'm going to be at the house in about 5 minutes, but I dialed in. I'm like on 45.
Yeah, you're going in and out.
So I'm close by.
Okay. So I'll explain what we're going to talk about, and
right.
you can come in. You know how to get in from there. But
I'm staying on.
What we going to talk about, I asked myself a question, and out of all the studies that we done did, I got tired of hearing these Egyptologists and Alphaologists talk about history, how great Egypt and Africa were. But history
mm-hmm.
don't begin in Egypt and Africa. When we go in a chronological order, then history begins with the Sumerian and in a land called Sumer over across the waters. Now, see, it's a difference between the history over there than the history over here, as the old
right.
folks would say, over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different
mm-hmm.
history. And when we go in the history of what is written over there, then we're going to understand and get an insight about what we call science friction about aliens. Then you're going to know who you are. See?
Right.
Can you hear me good? Yeah, I can hear you now. You're going to understand.
Okay, very good.
Who you are when you go back and study this history. You're going to understand who the gods is and where the gods came from, because these people over here, that the Samaritans was the first people that were visited by God. And he tells you that they
right.
came to where they came from. They came from out of the Orion through Palladium. He gives you
right.
everything that we call mythology right now, but when we go back to the original, what is wrote, of when these gods, the people on earth start calling these people gods because they came out of the sky and they had all of this power that they had. They was reason that history started in the southern hemisphere, which you call Africa now, and because that was where more gold was than any place on earth. The earth was populated by what they would call workers, and these watchers was watching over them. See, the story that's told in the Sumerian text, the Gishma text, those stories is how it is, because those stories that was over there. See, when
right.
these enlightened ones came to Earth, and that's the same thing Illuminati mean, which they took over under the name of Illuminati, the enlightened ones came to Earth. They landed in all over Earth, according to what them spoke. and how you know that they landed all over your earth. It ain't a tribe that's over here across the water. When they landed over here and took over here, that history is in all of our history of four, five nations of people that was over here, the Creek Nation, the Olmec, the Aztec, the Maya, and the Incas. The Hopi, they ain't their real name, is Hopi.
Right.
They got all of this history, the same history that was wrote in ancient Sumer about the Anunnakis, about certain names that you have the reptilians, Draco, where they came from out of the sixth constant called Orin. This is where the reptilian came. The reptilian, he comes in 16 different types of reptilians here. This is who's ruling now up under the word pure blood, blue blood.
Right. Yeah, and here's the thing.
See, the blue-blooded rules everywhere in the world right now. The blue blood is the ruler of all governments.
Right.
Now, so who is these blue bloods? What did these ancient scrolls that we've been to talk about say when we get close to what they call Planet X, Niberia? They call it Niberia in these ancient Sumerian scrolls, where the Anunnakis live. What is saying that happened over there? It happens over there when they had a meteorite and killed out all the dinosaurs, had a flood over there, killed out all the people. When they got to looking a certain way, but the way they look right now, the reason we are not going forward in time, we're going backwards in time, is the same thing that was in this time period is the same thing now. You ain't going forward in time. You go backwards in time. And if you my age, you can see how we going backwards in time from hip-hop, Soul Brother, Ragtime, Spiritual, Gospel, Hymns, Negro Spiritual. You're going backwards in time. You're not going forward in time right now. That's the reason we learn this history right now, is because we are going backwards in time. We're going back how it was in the beginning, just like the New World Order, the Illuminati's over here in the United States is going back how it was in the beginning. But explain, Brother Mahal, some of these texts to because you the key is the language.
Right.
The language
exactly.
Is blood.
Right. Now,
because, see, these gods have been named in every religion, every nationality, every book, every Bible, every bit again, every anything history from 250,000 years ago to right now. It's the same. It ain't a damn thing different.
Right. In the same mode of operation that they have going on now. But let me answer your first question. Because the key is language. It has always been language. You have, according to the Sumerian text, you have two brothers. Actually, there was a third person. And they said he was banished to the planet Mars. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a minute. And his name, I want everybody to remember, his name is Alulu or Alelu. Okay, we're going to come back to that. Okay, and the Arabic word for Mars, which they've always known, is Lamu, or Lama, some name like that. Now, the two brothers back here, and of course they had a sister as well. She was known as a woman doctor, okay? Understood biology, anatomy, DNA, all that sort of stuff. So, again, we're not talking about somebody who showed up and they were a bunch of dummies. They weren't dummies. Enki and Enlil, according to what's written on the Tablets of Gilgamesh, this information and knowledge is known amongst the indigenous. So you have the Cherokees who say that we are Pleiadian. We are from the Pleiades, the seven planets that inhabit that goes around a sun in the Pleiadian system. Some folks call it those planets the seven brothers. Some call it the seven sisters. Don't matter. We're still talking the same thing. And the terminologies, as they are spoken in English today, we don't use the word gods and gods and angels. That's some construct that was put together by some other people other than us. We still refer to them as our sky brothers and sisters. This same type of description in English of how we classify them and how we feel about them is also known around the other place, too. It's like, well, wouldn't you say that person's a god? It's like, I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean by that? Because when you start talking about Enki and Enlil, Enlil is the one that rules over Brother Dwyer, where you talked about Sumer began, okay? Over here, right, they call this the land of Enki. Now, anyone learning Choctaw, okay, which I took a course, heard about it on one of the Sunday Beyond Bows and Arrows broadcasts. Every Sunday it comes on, and I signed up for the course, got the course. That is ancient paleo characters. It's still here. They still know it. In their prayer that they use every Sunday in the church, which is I-30, Hampton Road, go north, you run right into the American Indian Community Church over there. The name of their God, or Lord, if you want to say it, is Enki, E-N-K-I, just like the writings, the tablets. So she didn't give that to us right away. It's probably like week four. So I get up, I walk over to this 80-year-old woman after class was finished. And I address her by saying, I noticed that you guys use the word Enki. I said, and so I asked her a question. I said, is this the same Enki who's the brother of Enlil, like in the Tablets of Gilgamesh? And she looks up at me and she says to me, yes, that is correct. So my next question to her was, how long has her people been here in this hemisphere? She said they've been here for a very long time. She's brown like us, Brother Dwyer. She said,
yeah,
they've been here for a very long time. So she says to me, of all the years she's been teaching Choctaw, I am one of the very first students to ever talk with her about Enki, and Enki has a brother named Enlil. And so I started to really understand why we don't use in the indigenous community words talking about gods and angels and demons. What is that? That is not a word from our construct. That's from somebody else's construct. Now, in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, where it's translated as English, right? Just like all the other English words, I am the Lord thy God. Okay? In most cases, it's Ani Eloheika. No, Ani Yehovah Eloheika. Or you would just say Yah, Brother Dwyer, right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
But in Deuteronomy, it's very interesting because it doesn't say Ani Yehovah Eloheika. It says Anoki, one time, Anoki Yehovah Eloheika. When you look at the word Enki, Enki, pronounced in Sumerian dialect, is the same word as the Masoretic Hebrew word Anoki. The root letters are the same. A-N-K. Now, this is also the same word that makes up the Anakim. See, we have to treat these words as though we are linguists. We have to find the common root, the common denominator with these words. So when you say Enki and somebody says Anaki, Anoki, okay, that's not a different language. So that's just a different dialect of the same language.
Right.
Also, what the planet is called, they say this is called Earth, okay? So in that tablet, the word is Iridu, in Arabic, Ardi. All these words are the same, all of them. And it means what exactly? This is not your original home. It's not your first home. You are living in this place far away from your original home. So now the questions beg the answer. It says the man in Genesis, as you remember, was after the man was formed, he was taken from the place to talk. He was, that's the word, to talk. He was taken from the place where he was made and placed here. Okay? So who else was here? You and I had a brief discussion talking about the Tartarians. Who are the Tartarians? Mostly white giant people. This is not Nephilim. Nephilim is mixed bloods. Anything that's not like in its original form, the English word, they're not called Nephilim no more. The English word is called Arab. Arab. It's Greek. It's Latin. It's Hebrew. It's Arabic. It's in most of your dialects, and it means mixed blood. Who did it say was giving us the problems? Because these ones that you're talking about came down, you have different sets of them. The ones who was doing the mining, Alulu was their leader and headed the revolt to rebel against, as a result of all the hard labor and this, that, and the other, as the story goes, coming off the tablet. I think you're familiar with this. So this whole problem with working, see, they changed the word on us, Brother Dwyer, from you are supposed to be down here working your rear end off for the one who made you. They changed the word to worship.
Right.
That's not one of our words. So the word Ebed, Abad, Abada, all these words mean you are an employee, and by today's standards, you are a worker, or you can be what we call a slave, which is what? You're working and you are not compensated for your work. People think that the ones who created us and put us here, you just sitting around with your legs folded, doing yoga all day long, and you're not required to do anything. No, he said your ass is supposed to be working. He said that's what he made you for. You're supposed to be down here working, not sitting around talking about you didn't did a prayer and all that. Where is that in the book? Where is
brother,
that?
Brother,
yes, sir.
Maher. Is interesting. Let me run this by a little deeper. When you touched on something in 1870, it's when the slaves down here got free and became a worker.
Yes.
Now these workers work for the aristocrats, who is the government. They send you to day school under their system. They tax you. Then they have a priesthood that you pay him to preach to you a certain doctrine.
Right.
And you feel good on Sunday, on the worship of the sun, and you go back to work on Monday for a system.
Right.
Because it
right.
is
and it removed and erased all
right.
semblances
so
of how things are supposed to be, not as you
right.
see them now. This is a big
it's
problem. So when we go back and we haven't even scratched the surface of the tablets, we're just talking about just a handful of things right here that people have got
right.
the wrong concept about what is going on. And not just that, these entities, because they come from a place, different places, including the Sirius star. All of this place
right.
they're coming from. They have enemies, which is why the ones who are here right now saying that they know that, and they're using the vernacular that everybody else is using. We're preparing to fight a major battle against God, and we believe we could win. That's what they're saying right now. They've been saying
right.
it since day one, but they want to give us this whole impression they did this 421,000 years ago. That's nonsense. We ain't been here that long.
Every nation of people, Brother Mahal, as we speak right now, every nation of people has space troops. Every branch of service has these special
right.
troops, space troops.
Check the old ancient Chinese history and writings. The Chinese, right along with the Japanese, tell you that they're in their ancient history of their origins, they're not from Earth originally. They came from the planet next to us, Mars. And some black tribes, such as the Zulu, which they say their name means interdimensional traveler, and they're saying, look, we're living here. We don't want nothing to do with all this modern stuff because they, according to the Zulu, when they had it back in the day in their own home world, they contributed to the destruction of the ecosystem back on their original planet. And now they're just calling it the Red Planet. Come on, man. It's some other stuff going on. And the Chinese and the Japanese talk about them fighting wars. Now, look at this word. In Japanese, the Japanese, as you know, we're saying in English, is they don't call themselves Japanese. They call themselves, and the name of their country is called what? Nippon. Do you see the similarity with Nephilim? Nephal, Nephilim, and Nippon, because the N and the L in these ancient languages, right along with five other letters, are interchangeable. The R is interchangeable. The M and the N can also change places. That's why you can say, well, this word is plural, but it's plural irregular. You say, well, why is that? Well, instead of it ending with the traditional N, they put an M right there. Or instead of it ending with the L, because they had more to say about what was going on. So the word Nephilim has now become a noun, Nephon. So, but it's some more tricks to recognizing when you're like Cole, a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about Nigeria. Instead of calling them the people of Anak, the Anakim, what's the noun they're using? N-O-K. The A is dropped. So the N-O-K, they're the Nok people. It still means leaders. So it still means that. So it's like, oh, my goodness. We are saying, so who else is using the enemy names? Because you got to deal with the enemy names. So Alelu, who was the head of the rebellion for the group that, and this is not Nephilim, this is the other ones who had came here, Enki, Enlil, and their sister who came here. The feminine form of Alelu is Alili. In Finland, that is a popular name that the families name their girls, and some of the other names coming off them writings of Sumer, although these people are speaking quote-unquote Finnish, this is how they call it, they're using these names. They never stopped using these names. Now, others, as you get away from areas like Finland and you start heading out south and going east, you have names to tell you who and what they are. So you have a name where it's a surname called Vudrak. That's not an actual person's name. That's a surname, or that family is known as, and they shield as a dragon. So Vudrak is Slavic for beloved dragon, or baby boy born of the light, but Drak is short for dragoon. So all of these things here, eventually they do correlate. Now, going back to something we always say, Brother Dwyer, all skin folk and kinfolk. We've got brown people running around here who've got something else in their DNA. We're not just talking about blood types. And at some point, it will be addressed, and it's not going to be to anybody's liking, but it will be addressed. The ones who are still here right now, they already know what the contributions are that have led to these situations where you have people say, well, this person over here suffers from lupus. I never met so many black people in my life in this, you know, coming out of New York who had lupus. I moved down here, they got lupus. I said, lupus? I said, that's a Latin word. It means canine. So you got canine DNA in your human DNA? What the hell y'all been doing down here? So that's the question to ask. And it's like, okay, everybody, just get back, keep your distance, because they're going to go away. Now, we have to talk. We can't talk about Inky and Lil and then the programs put in place by these original ancients to also control the population. And when they say don't sleep with the animals and you do that, you know, this who they're calling a god, these ones are basically have more brains, more power, and the ability to eliminate you. This is eugenics right here. These folks, what they're calling eugenics is a joke. The real eugenicists are the ones who was putting the human bodies together, or making the human from the
right,
DNA. Right. So when they got through with him, they told him what to do and what not to do. If he crossed that line, he might get his game smoked. We're going all the way back, and like you said, I love what you said. We're not going for it. We're going backwards. And what's going to happen is, numbers will be greatly reduced around the planet right now. No one's playing a game. It's not a game. And like you used to always say in my lectures, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
We can ask ourselves, you and I can look into history and say, what time period are we living in today as we speak? All over the world. When it was one
right.
thing, one part of the world over there, it was all over there. Now it's over here, because they over here now is the Black Plague. We living in the same
yeah, we were talking about that.
Days and the situation of our England during the days of the Black Plague.
Right. And you know, the theory is that was deliberately put together by advanced beings who released that, which
right.
begs the question. Someone says, okay, they say, well, everybody walking around is a human being. That's not true, because you have subhumans. The subhumans...
Right.
are referred to in old biblical talk as an abomination. What's an abomination?
Right.
Although it exists, it ought not to be. This thing running around calling it, and what does it say in Deuteronomy chapter 32? A no people who are not even a nation. They're foolish. All of this is in Deuteronomy 32, where it's talking about the ones that we got right here, they're doing stuff. Okay, God, they just took out the heart of a pig and put that into a human. Oh yeah, it's working really good. This heart from this pig is working really good in this guy. I always stop. Got to go back to the Book of Enoch. Pay attention because the rest of the additional stories and writings about these ones, the Enki, the Enlil, they're not using that term by the time you're in the Book of Enoch. And then you look in the Book of Enoch, it's way more characters going on in there. They say, well, there's 200. Okay, and they're the top. And underneath them, they're the leaders of 200, 100, the 50s. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They told us only 200 fallen camp. No, that's not the case. It's way more than that. And these guys who showed up looked around and said, you know what? Looks like somebody who started this project abandoned ship. Or they got into a war and they had to pull back. Me and you are seasoned soldiers, man. We already know how this goes. Okay? You don't throw down your weapon, but you pull back to a site and you defend.
And see, like if we go into the sixth chapter of Genesis, it'll tell you that this reptilian that came out from Darker, out of the Orion,
right.
He mixed his seed with the people that was fair within. That's who we call Japheth's children, who was a Germanic race of people. Well, this is the subhuman. This is the Neanderthal. This is the subhuman. Who's in charge of the whole damn world now? Is the Germanic race of people. I mean, they in charge of everything, all governments, all everything.
Yes, they are. All you got to do is pay attention to these names. Pay attention to these names of who's sitting up on these panels talking about this, that, you need this kind of vaccine, or you should do this with your money. government this, government that. They waving the flag around, you know, talking about it will be a devastating situation for Russia if it invades the Ukraine. Yeah, look at those names. I've been paying attention to all of those names. I'm like, yeah, it's right. The germs are ruling.
And another thing I'll expound on, brother Mahal, is that the earth has four cycles. It has two moon cycles and two sun cycles. And at the end of so many years, according to these scrolls, these Samaritans, who these people gave them the charts of where they had came from, where the star system they had come from. You within Niberia, and the weather would tell you when you close to Niberia. Well,
right.
We damn sure are close to Niberia, according to these scrolls, because the weatherman don't even know nothing about what the weather, the whole ecosystem is screwed up behind the weather. Look at the weather as we speak. You don't know. So we got to be close to Niberia, because when you got close to Niberia, she throwed a meteorite. According to these trolls, a meteorite came, killed out all the prehistoric time. Then a flood came and killed off. But they don't tell you about the caves where some people went down to Watusas, who we call Watusas. Ain't the Watusas. They lived in the caves during the time of the flood.
Yeah.
They don't tell you this. All of this is in these tablets. That if you go back,
and you have that same, you have a similar history over here where you talk about the Comanches and a bunch of other tribes. They talk about, well, no, where did you people go? We thought everybody was wiped out. And they go, no, that's not true. Not only that, all the Nephilim weren't wiped out. That so they teach that narrative, and then you got Nephilim, and it names five of these different Nephilim nations that was during the time of Moses. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
As someone would say, they've been lying to us all along about everything. You know, like these structures. You and I were talking about these structures and the Tartarians. Before this was way before this was called United States of America, it was the United States of Tartaria, where they said their white giants was living all over the world. They were everywhere already.
Right.
Where did they go?
See, the snake cup all over the world. Your Bible wrote on under the snake cup, the serpent in the garden.
Yeah, the brotherhood. Yeah, and now they changed their name to the Brotherhood of Light.
They talking about the reptilian. That's who they talking about.
Yeah.
How he can become a humanoid. He can shape himself into. I tell you what.
American Indians called them shapeshifters.
Wait a minute. They made a movie and had about 10 or 15 series on TV called V. It was called V.
Yeah, I remember that. I watched all of them.
How they could look like you. But when they went back to that ship, they turned to a lizard and was eating rats and all kinds of stuff. They never did eat no food. They made a movie of this.
Yes, they did.
So how these people could stay, shift, and look just like you. They had this.
Yeah, you remember the one that they had that was supposed to be a so-called brother, but he was one of the reptilians? he flew one of the ships. You remember that? Deep voice in the whole package.
You have to
realize
that.
All skin folk ain't kin folk.
You had to realize, Brother Mahal, that these people, these reptilians that came here, these Anunnakis that came here, these people was more intelligent than we were. Who did we get all this modern-day technology from? Because this modern-day technology that we got today is talk in them ancient Sumer. History of them and is in hieroglyphs and signs and symbols of the computer and all that shit that's been here before.
Man didn't discover nothing. Everything man knows, he was taught directly. Mathematics, chemistry, physics, astronomy, man was taught.
And you can see that if you go back into the ancient the Sumerians, Astrol, you can see that education, international affairs, government, civil wars, social reform, law, code, justice, medicine, agriculture, hydroculture, psychology, ethics, wisdom, everything started with them. The whole government, that system that we up under right now, is the same. And everyone after that has been same. You up under the same system of these people that say that they got their orders from these people that came out of the sky. You see, we was down here for slaves, and what you do all your life, you work. You get old and your ass die. And you got offsprings coming behind you that you done cloned to become workers. These offsprings that's coming behind you, me and Brother Mahal can see, they ain't doing manual labor. They got to work the computer. That's reading that the baby come out at 2 and 3 years old. God damn it, and he's working the computer at 3. Because he's been cloned and programmed through hereditary genetic traits of how you was.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
See that now.
Mm-hmm.
See, they had some people that came as seals, watchers, different things. See, I'm looking at the shit now. See, I can see that. I can see what.
And we're gonna see even more in the coming days and years, solely because of the fact that the government, the U.S. government, is talking about doing this disclosure, excuse me, about alien life and all this other stuff, right? So it's like we are already way ahead of the curve in comparison to other people and the subhumans. We're already ahead of them already.
Due to the internet, this history is out here. All this what we're talking about right now is on fire stick, on tuba. But you've been programmed to believe that it was a lie.
Yeah, because they called them debunkers back in the day, in the 70s, in the 1980s. I still remember that. You know, well, no, that's not really true. They lied about the shape of the planet. All of this stuff. Hey, I got one for you. I got one for you, Brother Dwyer. I got one for you. I want you to think about this seriously. The reason that the waters above our sky, the firmament that keeps and allows us to have air and breathe, is because of this firmament made of seven layers, okay? So now that part right there, I think we can take the part about the seven layers to the bank. Now, they said it is an ice dome. It's ice of some kind that's moving together with some other quote-unquote elements, atoms that make it up. They're telling you and I, well, you know, we got asteroid. There's a big asteroid coming. I've been thinking about this lately. If we live under a dome and something large enough crashes or attempts to come here, we're all dead anyway. Why are we dead? It has to shatter the dome that we already live under. So now I hear some other people already starting to talk about this right now. This whole thing is like, yeah, well, you know, we got atmosphere. We got, whoa. What keeps our air from escaping? How are we able to breathe this air? What's keeping it in? So now that's being talked about. Well, yeah, but that's because we live under a dome. Wait a minute. We live under a dome? Well, I've never heard this before. They didn't teach us that in no elementary science public school science class, that we lived under a dome. Well, they're talking about it now because they're teaching your kids this now, and your grandkids are getting taught this now.
Now, Brother Mahal, to let you know we live under a dome is because we got water above and water below.
That's why I was saying that. And the same word in Hebrew for the ocean or the vast.
Between them waters. Another thing.
It's the same word.
Another thing.
For the ocean. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thing you said a while ago remind me of a question that Big Mama asked me one time. We were sitting out on the gallery in the swing. She asked me, she said, where is the coldest place in the world? You know what I said, don't you?
What did you say? Yeah, you had to say.
I said Alaska.
Yeah, because don't they tell us in, when we flown military high altitude?
Let me tell you something.
It's so cold up there.
Wait a minute. Big Mama say, the reason I teach you the weather and meteorology, she say 50 miles from here in the stratosphere is the coldest place in the world.
And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned it because you just made me remember.
50 miles away from you, she say the stratosphere, because you don't understand them layers. That's when me about some seven layers.
Yep.
You see, it is because the coldest place that in the world is only 50 miles from us, and that's in the stratosphere. And a plane can't go into the stratosphere.
No, rockets can't either. As a matter of fact, even the Quran goes as far as Surah 2 to say, have they not taking the time to investigate the firmament above and see how well we've constructed it. It says it right in the book. Hold up. Y'all built that? Yeah. These other beings built it. And it's telling you that they built it. So if we got a thing in between us and the waters above that thing, because the name for what they call deep space, the Hebrew word is Yam. What's the name for the deep oceans and everything here, the Pacific and the Atlantic? Yam. It's the same word. And so that's why I was agreeing with you when you was making that point. It's the same word.
We live inside the earth. We don't live on the outside.
No, we don't. And they say, well, look, when these astronauts get up there, everything looks really, when they're way up there, it's all curved. Yeah, because you're looking at the dome.
If you
get close to a curved lens of some sort, we already know how this goes with optics, but those astronauts cannot go to the moon because the moon is where? It's outside of the firmament. You can't do it. If the sun is outside of the firmament, what are you talking about? You shedding your tech? How did you get your technology out of here? Somebody's lying to you. How'd you get it out?
You see, and all of this is told. I urge everybody to go study ancient Sumerian history. It's out now due to the internet and everything. It ain't nothing hid no more. Like Johnny Taylor said, everything's out in open right now. But
now, people in general are going to be seeing for their own selves things that they're not going to even know what the names of these things are called moving about, which has nothing to do with the people down here who have been calling themselves running the show. They're preparing down here with everybody, like you said, you early part of this program, Space Force and all of this. All of that you need to know. What all of that is. You remember they had another program called Babylon 5?
Yeah.
Okay. They have quite a few programs, movies like that.
Stargate ain't nothing but what these Samaritans wrote.
Right.
When you go,
and that's
the Greek,
one way of how they were also getting around, because you need stargates to get around. This is why we have them. You're not going through the dome to get out of here.
This Samaritan gave you a chart of what these people say, how they got through the Orion and through the Milky Way and through Palladium, how they came down here. The Greeks made each one of them planets a god.
Yes, they did.
And so you were taught don't study no mythology, because that's a lie. That's the biggest lie you could ever believe, that mythology is a lie. Mythology ain't nothing but the damn truth of what these ancient people saw. They call it
science. Well, they say science fiction is, and now it's not even called mythology no more. Things are written, what they say, using science fiction. I open up one of Dan Brown's books on the lost symbol, right? And in the beginning, it says it's fiction. When you turn the book over and look at the back of it, fiction, fictional writings. When I open the cover of the book, here's the part that's fiction. The names of the people used is fiction. It says the archaeology, the artifacts, the history, the documents. It says that is all factual. Only the names used in the story are fictional. I said, well, I'll be doggone. And then every time Dan Brown had a book that he put out, he already had books out, I started paying attention to get my hands on those books and paying attention to. So one of the first book I actually read and really enjoyed was that one I just mentioned, The Lost Symbol. You read that book, it talks about some of the stuff we're talking about right now. And yes, it used to be part of a greater big record or book before things that wrestled from our hands, from our possession, from our minds, and got us off of speaking our original languages so that we don't have this anymore.
Brother Mahal, on Tuba, they done put – on Tuba and Netflix, you can go up and they let the movie out 2 months ago called The Lost Temple.
Yes.
Just right there.
Yes. And here's another movie you should also check out. Check out this movie also. You know they're talking about Ukraine, right? There's a movie that came out last year, and I was not aware that it came out. The movie was called Outside the Wire. And when you look at that movie, it's on Netflix. When you look at this movie, okay, you would say two black men. Well, one of them is a robot, but you don't know that yet. And you find that out. Ukraine is where all of this crazy stuff is going down, and the year is supposed to be 2036. So 2036, what you have to do is this. They told us it's 2022. Take off 8 years off your calendar right now. It's 2014. It's 2014. Now, what was said by a guy who was a time traveler regarding all this stuff we see and take a message says, there'll be a nuclear war. It'll be a surprise that shall take place in 2015. But we're saying 2015 is already passed. That's a deception. No, we're at 2014. The calendar we're using is one that was approved by the Catholic Church in 1582.
Right.
And so 8 is a factor that's used in it. They told you, well, yeah, with the calendar, they only erased 11 days. What the hell are you talking about? The guy you had there was an expert and skilled in linear and Boolean algebra. When you're talking about calendar system, that's rows and columns. So if he says he took off 11 days, then you're dealing with ninth grade math, which is called what? Elementary algebra, determinants and matrices. So when you say you're subtracting using that terminology, you're multiplying. When you're subtracting, you're dividing. Okay? And then they talk about row and column manipulation. When it was said and done and that math was crunched down, they have an equation for it called the Gregorian calculation. When it was all said and done, it told them they needed to pick up a calendar and go back 8 years. Wars in Europe happened in the 1500s because now all those citizens, guess what, folks, it's 1574 again. 1 minute you went from 1582, now you tell everybody it's 1574. They said there was fighting in the streets. Everywhere. America didn't use that calendar until 1881, somewhere around there.
Right. Now, brother Mahal, here's something else that we can look and see today that doesn't happen. An android is a machine made to look like a human as possible.
Right.
Androids do not have a complete soul. Robots. They are all mechanical science and not coming up with the ways to make artificial muscles so that the robot can move like humans. Robotard, part living organism and part machine, like your bionic
yes.
man, like a lot of these, most of these veterans.
Right.
Now, Robotard.
Yeah, or they call them, they're on their way to becoming Borgs.
Yep.
Borgs, which they say what the New World Order dreams and have wet dreams about is for every person on the planet to be like it is in the movie in one of the Star Trek series or a few of them where the Borg is pursuing them and the Borg live in the cube. Yeah.
Now
so
it's
symbolism in that, a lot of it, more than we got time to talk about.
It's synthetic, made from living organisms with synthetic bloods apart, cloned, the breeding
mm-hmm.
of the same being, birth, the normal way, the human way to reproduce.
Yeah.
Which we got all of this right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Synthetic, robotalk, robots, androids. Because we're looking
at
all
of this. Yeah, and they're starting with us and our compliance to make ourselves pliable and compatible, and they're supplying the interface that's trying to connect you to this technology that they already got. The most advanced system that they have is not some computer you need to hold in your hand. It's not even anything. It's far beyond anything that we've ever encountered. You don't even know the name of these things that they have. Because why? It's ancient technology that was used before.
It's that's really, we're going backwards in time is going backwards. That's why we're getting close to Niberia, because this earth doesn't see, after so many times the earth will clock and start spinning the opposite way that it was spinning before it got to that time period.
That's called the reset.
And that was 1970. It started in 1970. It went back, reverse the setting that we're going backwards into Aquarius. See, Aquarius, what they call it.
I was explaining that to a young sister recently. I said, you notice those zodiac signs, it's, everything is counterclockwise when you talk about what sign. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, when the children of Israel were supposed to be in Egypt, right, what era was that? She said, she was thinking about it. She said, I don't know. I said, Taurus, the bull. Remember, they was worshiping the calf, right? Right, the bull, okay, with the sun disk. And she was like, oh, my goodness. I said, and the era was changing, right? I said, so how do you know that? What was Moses blowing? And she said, the ram's horn. I said, what zodiac sign is that? She said, Aries. I said, and then they said Jesus came along, right? Fed the multitude with some bread and two fish, right? I said, two fish? Not one fish, two fish. I said, what sign is that? She said, that's Pisces. I said, so where are we heading? She said, Aquarius. I said, zodiac signs appear to be going counterclockwise.
And brother Mahal, we go back in time. What was the chief god that the Hebrew Israelite and Moses and them was worshiping? The people was worshiping it at that time was the golden snake. They was worshiping the snake. The Hebrew Israelite got nothing but history with the snake culture.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, and what was Moses' name as a priest when he was in, people say, oh, no, Moses wasn't no priest. Yeah, he was. What's the Egyptian name for who we're talking about? Tet Moses. Tet Moses. And then you have another name, Achni Moses. So you're like, so what the heck was the thing called, what was this title Moses? It's an official office,
right?
That different people, were subscribed to. Folks are like, oh my God, I don't know how you guys figure this stuff out, but we do figure it out.
It was an order. If that priesthood was a certain order that had certain rights to it,
right?
See. The Thule Society that Hitler belonged to, everything that was in this ancient Sumer was, that's how they know how to get in contact with those people.
Yeah, did the Nazis know how to get in touch with them?
You didn't see a revisit from the people from out of the space until Hitler came into existence in the Thule Society, and they unlocked them scrolls and got in touch with them people. And then people came to Earth. When they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they said that this boy that was in office, this American up here, had gone crazy. He's been to wipe out. Man, they took control. That's the reason why.
I got one for you. I got one for you. Because
I signed a peace treaty with them.
Right, but I got one for you. They showed President Biden with black eyes, right? Now, mind you, it could be Photoshop and all this, right? But they showed him with that. Now, I want to remind the listening audience of something he said last year. He said out of his own mouth that he first came to the Senate 120 years ago. So how old is he?
What?
President Biden said last year in one of his conferences, he was answering different questions about different things and talking about different things. And one of the things he said was he remembered when he first came to the Senate 120 years ago. That's what he said.
And he wasn't lying.
He didn't say 120 days ago. He said 120 years ago. And I said, how's that? So
he wasn't lying. He's referring to it. That's when his bloodline came down.
Yeah,
but
his bloodline became one of the aristocrats. With the Illuminati Masons. See,
you do realize it's 2 o'clock. I don't know what they want to do.
Okay. Until next week.
Yes, you can close out, my brother, and collect your thoughts on what you and how you want me to approach next week, and
what you want
the topic to be, or continuation. Just let me, because right now we really can only scratch the surface with the amount of time that we have to do anything.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to, say to you, Yashalawah, my brother, and we're going to we got to pick this up definitely again. It's way more than anything we could ever talk about in an hour, because this has been going on for eons, not decades and centuries, eons. So we can't talk about all of it in an hour. That can't happen.